It's more what we do freely, like donating blood for a good cause, topping pizza with canned tuna, popular in Germany, or taking a nap in the afternoon, what Spaniards call a siesta. Cultivating is exactly the sort of behavior we should expect from human beings made in God's image. After all, God's first command to Adam and Eve, and thus to all humanity, was to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. See Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God made humans with the capacity to do something with his world, and that's exactly what we do. It was part of God's plan from the beginning. Another term found within the word culture can add to our understanding. It's the word cult. To be clear, we're not talking about a commune where people share all their possessions and chant together 10 times a day. In this case, the word cult points to the deeply held religious beliefs of a culture. We all have ideas about God, truth, morality, humanity, and the purpose of life. Those beliefs form our worldview, and our worldview, regardless if we're consciously aware of it, shapes our actions and our interactions with others. All of us have belief glasses, or a worldview through which we see the world. We don't look at our worldview, we look through it. It's the story through which we see and make sense of the real world. The cultures we create reflect our worldview commitments. This is why cultures differ so greatly from one time and place to another. As Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias says, in some cultures, people love their neighbors. In other cultures, they eat them. Differences between cultures reveal dramatic differences of worldview. Shifts within a culture, like those that have taken place over the last few decades in the United States, reveal deeper shifts in our worldview. Two more insights will help us understand culture and its power to shape us. First, culture isn't fixed or static. It's dynamic. Culture changes with human innovations, inventions, and ideas. Not all generations are equally comfortable with the way a culture changes. That's why your grandma may shake her head at your latest pair of ripped jeans, the newest Netflix series you and all your friends are binging, and other lifestyle choices you make, and vice versa. Second, culture includes smaller subcultures. Though some cultural norms span entire sections of people within a country or society, like highways,